This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Come December in South Africa, the African National Congress is expected to consider its next party leader. A lot hangs on that decision. The ruling ANC dominates parliament, and a new party chief will likely be South Africa's next president. And the next president in South Africa will have to face a catastrophic public health issue, HIV/AIDS.
The fight against AIDS has become dangerously politicized in South Africa. President Thabo Mbeki doesn't acknowledge that HIV causes AIDS, and the government has been reluctant to give people infected antiretrovirals. And Mbeki's government has long questioned whether AIDS drugs do anything other than make Western pharmaceutical companies rich. Such positions have been deadly there. NPR's Gwen Tompkins sends this report from Soweto, South Africa.
On Saturday mornings, the Avalon Cemetery in Soweto sounds like this. Drive time traffic. There are buses, BMWs, and even a bicycle bumper to bumper inside the cemetery. And the sirens? Those aren't police cars. Those are just really, really annoying drivers. On this winter morning, in this cold, flat field outside Johannesburg, there are three funerals going on at the same time. But there will be no peace until somebody gives way. The Avalon is the place where the people of Soweto buried many of their political heroes, the ordinary men and women who stood up to and were cut down by the hard reality of apartheid. But these days, people in Soweto are burying those who have fallen to a different reality, HIV/AIDS. On this Saturday morning, there are scores of fresh graves in the dead yellow grass. And frankly, they deserve better.
It's a chaos. You know, there's no more respect as before. We're just putting a person in the hole and we just go home.
That's Father Benedict Mthlangu. He presides at St. Margaret Catholic Church in Diepkloof, Soweto. His flock is dying. Some Saturdays he says he buries up to four members of his congregation, and there are more funerals during the week. Mthlangu blames HIV/AIDS for many of the deaths, but few of his families do so publicly. The stigma is still too strong.
They won't tell you that it's HIV. They won't just be open and say that. Mostly they will say it's pneumonia or cancer. But you know, in behind, it is not the truth, you know. Because it's unusual every week burying young people suffering from cancer or pneumonia, you know. People that haven't really accepted that.
South Africa has the highest number of people infected with HIV/AIDS in the world. Health advocates here estimate that nearly 1,000 South Africans die from AIDS-related illnesses every day. And every day, 500 to 1,000 more are newly infected with HIV. But the government's record on fighting HIV/AIDS has been dangerously inconsistent.
People are dying completely, completely unnecessarily. We've got the drugs now, they are cheap, but people are dying and dying and dying, and children are being forced to have lives that were more miserable than they were under apartheid.
Carrie Cullinan manages Health E, a South African news agency that covers government policy and action on HIV/AIDS. She and others acknowledge that South Africa has made progress on HIV prevention and treatment. South Africa's antiretroviral program, for instance, provides medication to hundreds of thousands of people. And in March, Parliament passed an ambitious plan that sets five-year goals for reducing HIV infections nationwide. The government has also earmarked plenty of money for the plan. But President Thabo Mbeki has a well-publicized suspicion of antiretroviral treatments. And of late, the government has shown no vigor in trying to meet its goals. Cullinan says the African National Congress must make HIV/AIDS a top priority.
The ANC has a conference coming up in December, and there are very clear battle lines drawn between different camps within the ANC. But for me, what is one of the really sad things is that there's nobody who is brave enough to say we need a massive plan. We want to reach out to every single person who needs treatment. There's nobody saying those kinds of things.
Enter Manto Shabalala Msimang. She is South Africa's Minister of Health, and she reportedly shares the president's distrust of antiretroviral medications. Shabalala Msimang has become public enemy number one among HIV/AIDS activists, who refer to her here as Dr. Beetroot, or Dr. Olive Oil. They accuse her of dragging her feet on drug programs, including one that would protect babies from contracting HIV from their mothers. Last year, she represented South Africa at an international conclave and extolled the power of salad fixings, beetroot, olive oil, and a variety of fruits and vegetables to fight the effects of HIV.
I have seen people take their last bits of money to go and buy a bottle of olive oil and then drink it and then get worse diarrhea.
Zaki Akhmat is South Africa's most renowned AIDS activist. He is HIV positive. He is also the co-founder of an organization called the Treatment Action Campaign. The group has successfully sued the government on more than one occasion to set antiretroviral drug programs in motion. It is now calling for the health minister to be fired.
You cannot, in South Africa today, refuse to implement policies which are going to save lives today. And that's criminal. That is criminal. I want to see her well and healthy and in jail.
Advocates are angry because for a brief period earlier this year, things seemed to be going their way. Shabalala Msimang was sidelined by a liver transplant, and her deputy, Nozizwe Madlala Rutledge, appeared to put HIV/AIDS at the top of the ministry's agenda. Hers were, well, salad days. For the first time in a long time, the nation saw a unified effort between the ANC-led government and healthcare activists to do something about HIV/AIDS. But last month, the deputy got fired, and Mbeki said she was not a team player. Neither the health minister nor her former deputy responded to requests for interview. The resulting controversy has had a polarizing effect across the country and even prompted a walkout of opposition lawmakers in parliament.
It's just a moral failure on the part of Mbeki.
Kholela Manu is a political newspaper columnist in Johannesburg.
It's the most glaring challenge of our time. And whoever comes after him has to put this thing on the agenda.
National unease on the topic of HIV/AIDS predates Mbeki's presidency. Even Nelson Mandela has reportedly said privately that he wishes he'd done more to combat the disease. But it is widely believed here that Mbeki, more than any other individual, will be judged by what South Africa has failed to do about HIV, even as the graveyards filled. Which brings us back to the Avalon Cemetery in Soweto. When taken in context, all the noise seems to reflect a national disharmony on the subject of HIV/AIDS. But every once in a while, at the Avalon, the traffic dies down, and it's possible to remember why everyone is gathered here today. Among the graves is the celebration of life. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Soweto.